Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Elizabeth Shaw of Shaw Simple Swaps. Elizabeth, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Elizabeth so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Elizabeth Shaw is a national nutrition expert and best-selling author who works as a freelance consultant, spokesperson, and nutrition professor in San Diego. Her passion for breaking down the science-based facts into digestible sound bites has led her to what she loves doing the most, helping others understand the important role wholesome food can play in managing their health and improving their wellness one bite at a time. You can find Liz writing on her website, ShawSimpleSwaps.com, or sharing her delicious simple swap meals over on her handle, ShawSimpleSwaps, on social media. Elizabeth, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am. And you can feel free to call me Liz. A lot of people just go by Liz, so.
Okay, awesome. All right, awesome. Well, Liz, I'm super excited to have you on the show. I wanted to ask you my favorite question, which is your CEO story. Can you tell us what led you to get started with your business?
Absolutely. So I've been very interested in the nutrition field ever since I was a teenager. So I actually saw a dietitian when I was 13 years old, and having the one-on-one experience with her, I knew that's exactly what I wanted to do with my career. So flash forward 10 years, I finished my master's. I finished a couple of specialization programs during my graduate work. And I was an RD. I had my master's in nutrition. I was working on my personal training licensure and just living all things health and wellness. So I jumped into my first job as a manager, managing almost 32 employees. And, you know, as a 20-something-year-old managing people in all different walks of life, all different ages, it was a great experience to recognize, you know, what it takes to build and bring a group together and have, you know, an organizational structure above you. But at the same time, it gave me a nice piece into what it would take to eventually run my own business. So I dabbled in a few other jobs for about 3 to 4 years. And then my last job, I had quite the experience, as everyone I'm sure has their stories with supervisors. And I just realized, if I'm doing all the work as a supervisor but getting paid as an employee, why am I not, you know, running and being the CEO of my own business? So I took the leap. I had a lot of support from my husband. And in 2014, I came back and decided I was going to take the leap and just run my own business. And here I am today, 5 years and six figures down the line. I'm loving what I do.
Nice. I love that. And it's so funny that you say that, because a lot of times people could probably are listening or saying that, you know, you're basically running your own business without, I guess, getting all the accolades with running your own business, just because you're doing so much sometimes in the jobs and in places that we are, that, you know, the only next step we need to do is actually sometimes just take that leap.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say, you know, I know what a challenge it can be. And I know that there's a lot of ducks you have to get in a row, but luckily I had my ducks in a row, and it was just felt like the right time, and it turned out to be.
Nice. I definitely appreciate that. So I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper, hear a little bit more about Shaw Simple Swaps. And I want to make sure I say that. I can't say that three times fast, but I want to make sure I hit that.
Sometimes I struggle. I'm like, should I have gone back with a simpler name? And I was like, you know what? Simple Swaps is what it comes down to. If I'm going to talk about health and wellness, I have to make it manageable for the average person out there. And that's what it comes down to, is simple swaps. And so what small manageable changes can you make day to day in your life to just live the healthiest, most vibrant life you can, you know? So under this umbrella, I work a lot, as you mentioned, as a national spokesperson. So I love public speaking. I speak at a lot of conferences related to nutrition, health, moms. I actually specialize in fertility nutrition, which is a little bit of a minority when it comes to the health field. So I do a lot with moms and males trying to conceive, people of all different, you know, walks of life who just want to bring a baby into the world. So I have two books that I've been an Amazon bestselling author with. And so it's fun because I have a lot of different things that I do under my umbrella, but it's nice to connect with that small community, because, you know, 1 in 8 people actually struggle with fertility issues. So having programs and offerings and different material that I can provide for them is super helpful.
Yeah, I definitely bet that is. And especially like you kind of touched on too, like a lot of times when you want to make any type of change or improvements or whatever you need to do to get to whatever your goal might be, sometimes you think that you have to, you know, do a wholesale change. But it sounds like from your name and everything that you're doing, you're saying that there's like little small things that you can do to make those improvements.
It is, you know, and I'm actually working on a big program launch for 2020, and I can fill you in on the scoop. You guys are the very first ones getting it, but it's actually called BYOB, Build Your Own Body, because I think so often we're misconstrued in the media as seeing, you know, hearing that you should go gluten-free, you should go soy-free, you need to be vegan, you need to be paleo, you need to be all these things, when it's like, heck, why don't you just build your own body and build what you want to build, follow the program that you want to build with, you know, the advice of a professional who actually has the knowledge and the information behind these different programs. So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach, and that's why I'm excited to BYOB in 2020.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely exciting, especially in this day and age. Like you said, there's so many kind of external factors that say you have to do this, you have to go gluten-free, or you have to go dairy-free, or you have to do this or that. But it sounds like all those are just kind of tools that you use in having your arsenal, depending on whatever your BYOB, whatever you want your body to be. And then you start to work backwards from there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. So you might have already touched on this, but I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is the thing that you feel like sets you or your organization apart and makes you unique.
Yeah. You know, I think kind of touching into that simple swaps is that even when I work with like one of my clients is California Avocados. And when I work with them, you know, the manageable, there's a lot of health influencers out there. There's a lot of dietitians, but what makes it exciting to work with my clients and why I truly believe they like coming back and working with me is that, you know, I make things so approachable and I rely on evidence-based science, but put it in a very digestible form that most people can understand. So I think that relatability is huge. And if you can be more authentic, I know that word is kind of cliche and thrown around, but you know, my secret sauce is just being real. I think that's one of the 100% things that you can do is just be real.
Absolutely. And I always usually say, like, nobody can beat you at your own race if you're being authentic, if you're being yourself. And I think sometimes, you know, again, from those external pulls, we're kind of believed that we need to be this or we need to be that. But I think you can always win because you're running your own race and nobody can run your race like you can if you're being authentic in yourself.
Exactly.
Nice. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
You know, I think one of the best things that I equipped myself very early on, even before I took the leap and the risk to own my own business, was forming a mastermind group. And so there's different, you know, websites, there's different conferences and symposiums, but I actually just, you know, with different networking events I had been at, I formed a group with like-minded professionals, not within my same field, but just in the CEO wanting to run and manage their own life and their own business. And that has been instrumental in helping me keep abreast in, you know, the latest technologies and the latest, you know, gadgets and this and that and everything, and just keeping me on track. So I would say find your tribe and make sure that they help nurture you and lift you up, because I think that that's something super important on this journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with, you know, entrepreneurship and running a business, it can sometimes feel so lonely. But did you find that there was definitely a lot of benefits to having people outside of your industry as well to kind of bounce ideas off of?
Absolutely. Because I think, you know, as a health professional, I think it becomes a little saturated when you're only talking to, you know, people with your, you know, lenses on. Mm-hmm. So having someone who's a therapist and an accountant in my group was just super helpful to see what I was imagining from a different lens.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's definitely, you know, one of the benefits of having a mastermind or even a team with people with, you know, different and varied, histories and perspectives, that a lot of times it can make you a lot stronger because you have those different perspectives to kind of bounce ideas off of, think through, you know, different ideas and so on and so forth. And you can only sometimes do that by, you know, being outside of yourself or having people close to you that are not sometimes always thinking like you.
Absolutely.
Nice. And I wanted to ask you now for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh, gosh. And, you know, I think that there's so many things I would tell myself. The first thing I would tell myself is that your passion is going to be important to fuel your flame, but sometimes you have to deviate to some degree. That doesn't mean that, you know, throwing in the towel on your initial spark, but you have to learn to roll with the punches. And I think, you know, I was so narrow-minded at the beginning that, you know, I wanted to do this specific subset. And then as I started evolving and opening my mind and my ideas to more expansive ideas within my practice, it really helped me grow into what I am today. So I would say, you know, keep an open mind is probably one of the best things that you could do for yourself when starting a business.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really, really hard to do sometimes because, like you said, you know, if you really have that passion and that fire that's burning to do something. But understanding, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, if I find this myself, is that sometimes I really have to do some of the work or have that space to really understand why I want to do, you know, exactly what it is that I do. And sometimes there's other alternatives that I never thought about doing, but I was just so kind of focused on, I want to do it this way, that I kind of can sometimes miss opportunities that are around.
Exactly. I think that's very well said.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to ask you another one of my absolute favorite questions, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Liz, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Yeah. You know, I think being a CEO in this new, I actually have a 1 year old, is being a CEO is being able to eat breakfast with my daughter every day. It's, you know, it's being able to say yes and say no to the things that bring me joy, that bring me, you know, an income, that bring me just a lot of enthusiasm. It also, as you know, a dietitian, it means being a certified eating officer. So I make that joke. My husband is known as Mr. CEO all over my blog, my social handles. And, you know, you just have to have fun with it. So I think being a CEO also means having structure, but being able to laugh a little.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that just because you can kind of paint that picture for what you want in your life. Just as you mentioned with your BYOB, is that a lot of times as a business, if you want to make sure that you're spending time with your family, you get an opportunity to eat breakfast with your 1 year old, whatever that might be for you, you have the opportunity to do that because you kind of paint that picture yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, it's a lot of hustle. It's a lot of late nights. It's a lot of grind, as I'm sure many of you know, but you know, it's you're making the choices of what you're saying yes to, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And you have the power within you to do that. So thank you for that great reminder. And Liz, I appreciate you and appreciate all the awesome things you're doing. I appreciate your time even more. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then of course, how best they can get a hold of you and find out about all the awesome things you're working on.
You know, I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I would say to your listeners is have a board, whether it's an inspiration board, a vision board, just something where you're looking at, even if it's on your phone and it's an album, where you're collecting quotes. I think quotes is such a big, important part of my day to day, just giving me fire, reminding me that you're doing a great job, things like that. So find that vision that helps remind you day in and day out, especially when it gets hard, that you're doing a great job and that you're here for a reason. So don't forget that.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we will definitely forget that, like you said, with the ups and the downs and so many things and the struggles sometimes that we have, that you need to have that positive reinforcement. And a lot of times it's what we're putting into not just our bodies, obviously, but also our minds as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. And people that want to follow up with you, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram or social media. I'm at SHAW Simple Swaps. I'm on my blog, my website, shawsimpleswaps.com. And, you know, I'd love to get in touch. Feel free to reach out.
Awesome. 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 And we'll make sure to have those links and that information in the show notes as well. But Liz, thank you so much again for your time. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.